This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Dylan Music. The Cemex Sand Mining Plant in Marina has less than 2 weeks to respond to a Coastal Commission investigation that could shut it down. At issue is beach erosion in the southern Monterey Bay. The plant is blamed for helping make coastal erosion here the highest in the state. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
The Cemex Lapis Sand Mine sits just off Highway 1 in Marina. For decades, truckloads of sand have been hauled away for use in everything from construction to golf courses and water filtration systems.
Because it was built and constructed before the Coastal Act, it's been grandfathered in to be able to do its operations.
That's Stephanie Sikich-Quinn, Coastal Preservation Manager with the Surfrider Foundation, a national nonprofit that aims to protect the coast. She's speaking on a panel at a recent hearing in Moss Landing on beach erosion and declining sand supplies. On the screen above her, there's an aerial picture of the Cemex Lapis sand plant.
Essentially, you can see it's a man-made pond that has been continuously filled with sand that is continually dredged.
It's a system that counts on the ocean washing sand into that pond so that it can be pumped out, mining an estimated 200,000 cubic yards of sand a year.
The exact numbers are a bit in question.
Assemblymember Mark Stone hosted this hearing. While it wasn't specifically about the Cemex sand mine, it's clearly what people wanted to hear about. So he invited the company to speak. Cemex declined. But before the event, Assemblymember Stone did tour the sand plant in Marina. He says it employs about 20 people.
It is interesting to get on the property and see the lagoon, see what the operation actually is. They are doing a pretty good job of dune restoration and some other things as a part of the project, but the fact remains they are taking sand out of the system.
And according to the California Coastal Commission, it's all being done without the appropriate permits and in violation of the Coastal Act, which the commission was established to enforce. Back in 2010, the commission launched an investigation into the plant after receiving complaints that Cemex was using bulldozers to push sand into that dredge pond. Now, in a letter sent to Cemex late last week, the Coastal Commission said it's taking the first step toward issuing a cease and desist order to stop the plant's operation and a restoration order to address the environmental damage. The letter goes on to say it does not appear Cemex is exempt from the Coastal Act, despite the mine predating it, because it never received the appropriate permits in the first place. In a statement, Cemex tells KAZU that it disagrees with the Coastal Commission's assessment and operates the Lapis sand mine in, quote, an environmentally responsible manner and in accordance with all applicable laws and regulations, end quote. The company has until April 6 to formally respond to the Coastal Commission. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.